changed in 86. The year Expo exploited her shores. It's been 22 years laying down bricks. There's no room for me here anymore, anymore. There's no room for me here anymore. I made my mark in 84 and born in the month of June. My home at the heart of Charleston Park. Hello and welcome to another episode of Pop Fishbowl. I am your host Ezekiel. It is June 16th. Holy crap, guys. The month has just flown by. I don't know about you guys. I wanted to just issue a quick apology because I try to do these things on a weekly basis, and I could lie and say that, you know, I was just really busy last week, but honestly, I wasn't. Life kind of hit me in the face like a piñata. I'm sure that all of you have heard, whether you're Canadian like myself or American or from other countries in the world, there was a mass shooting in the States on Sunday morning in Orlando, Florida, and 50 people lost their lives, 50 plus more are injured, all because they were themselves. They were gay and they were celebrating Pride, and it devastated me. That, in conjunction with something else that had happened in the news, had kind of just made me really upset. And I don't know about you guys, but I sometimes just get angry and I want to riot in the streets because, you know, that isn't right. And it's a horrible, horrible thing that happened. You know, it's a hate crime and a terrorist act on top of it. And it's just, it's not the world I want to live in, you know, when I hear stuff like that. So I just was not in a podcasting mood. But on to the fun and excitement, and, you know, because that's not an awkward segue at all. Skittles and rainbows! Yeah, so I finished Library of Souls. It is the third and final book in the Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar series by Ransom Riggs. If you had listened to the last podcast, I really like the story. I just don't like the main protagonist, Jacob Portman. And I'm kind of hoping that in the Tim Burton adaptation, I think he's played by Asa Butterfield. Don't quote me on that because I'm not on Google right now. I'm hoping that he brings something to the character of Jacob that is just not on the page. Because I want to like Jacob, I just don't. It really makes me angry every time he's just whiny and mopey. And there's nothing that Riggs writes other than Jacob is just whiny and mopey. It's like, it's the story I'm there for. And quick spoiler alert, if you don't want to know anything about the Miss Peregrine series, just skip ahead like 2 minutes. But my favorite characters in the whole series were Addison, the talking dog. Yes, he's a talking dog. And the character Sharon, that's really kind of basically just a version of Charon from Greek mythology, like the ferryman of the River Styx. He's got like the Grim Reaper cloak and everything. It's just, if they made Addison and Sharon the main characters, and they, or even had their own spin-off series, like that would be, I'd be all over that. That's my jam. So there's that. I'm reading Deep Blue by Jennifer Donnelly right now. It's the mermaid book. I haven't really started. I'm on like page 2, so I know nothing. It's got mermaids, the cover is pretty. What I'm really excited for, and I just learned about this today, is that there's a book, God, now I forget the name of the author, it's AJ something, but it's called Steeplejack, and it's a YA about a young female detective, kind of like in a post-apocalyptic, I think, Africa. Don't quote me. I just read the synopsis like really quickly. I know this is terrible. My research skills suck today. But yeah, it looks really exciting. I honestly, like, it's raining today and I love the rain and I have work to do. Like, it's kind of funny. Like, I'm including the podcast as my work. But when it's done, I will run and get my book because I'm really excited. It's awesome. I love reading. And so when there's a book that comes out that I'm really excited about and I just, I just run to the bookstore. I love those feelings. The bookstores to me, I don't know about anyone else listening, like, it's my sanctuary. I was an English major in university, and I love nothing more than to read. And I'm glad that I've pushed myself this year to read more. Like, I think in total, according to Goodreads, anyways, I don't know how accurate that is, but I read like 33 books. Like, books and graphic novels and comics, and so, hey, go Zeke! Yeah! But, so that's what I'm reading. Comics! I'm so excited about comics, you guys. Okay, so, last episode, if anyone did listen, I was talking about the DC Rebirth, kind of their whole thing that they're doing. So, I picked up Green Arrow Rebirth, and I picked up Aquaman Rebirth. Green Arrow, honestly, is like my favorite superhero, or one of my favorite superheroes. I love him so much. I honestly was gonna do dedicate this podcast, like the theme of this podcast was gonna be to Green Arrow, but I need to research more, because I don't know about you guys, but I'm one of those people that's like, I feel like I'm like prepping for a final. Like, I want to be prepared. I want to know my stuff. I don't want people like emailing me like, you didn't say this about Green Arrow and da da da. And I'm like, you call yourself a Green Arrow fan, you got the city wrong. It's like, no. So yeah, I just want to prep more. But anyways, Green Arrow Rebirth by Benjamin Percy, who I don't think has done a lot of comic books, but he's a novelist. And yes, I have also like pre-ordered his books on Amazon, because, guys, I'm telling you, if you like Green Arrow, this is Oliver Queen back to form. Benjamin Percy nailed it. It's like, I struggled because, you know, when I started reading comics for years ago, I picked up the New 52 and I didn't like it. It wasn't Green Arrow. And then, like, let's not even get into that show that I will not even say its name on this podcast. And I apologize to the guys who like Green Arrow, the Arrow show, and they're listening to this podcast. It's just that, here's the thing. I'm like super protective of my character, and I'm really biased, and that's not Green Arrow. So if you enjoy it, go ahead, go nuts. I support your excitement, but I can't get on that. But so the fact that like it felt like Oliver Queen, it was a Green Arrow story. Black Canary was in it, and Black Canary and Green Arrow have always had a relationship in the comics, and it just felt like Oliver Queen, and it felt like Diana Lance, who's Black Canary, and it was just. The art was really good, and I apologize because I don't remember who did the art offhand, but it was just so good, you guys. Like, I'm so happy. And I'm serious, Benjamin Percy, if you're listening to this podcast, don't screw this up, because you made me so excited about, like, Green Arrow and comics for, like, the first time in a long, long, long time. So keep at it. Aquaman Rebirth by Dan Abnett. It wasn't as good as Green Arrow Rebirth, but it was very, very good. Dan Abnett is one of my favorite writers. He wrote Wild End, which was anthropomorphic animals in Victorian England with kind of H.G. Wells aliens. Yeah, that's exactly what it is, and it was pretty fantasticus. It was good. I agree. Dan Abnett understands Aquaman. What I loved is that it was kind of meta, how it kind of it reinforced to not only the people in the book, but to the readers reading the book, that like Green Arrow, Aquaman, is not a joke. That, you know, everyone kind of assumes, because he's made fun of in pop culture, that he just communicates with fish. And it's like, guys, okay, here's the thing about Aquaman. He's like literally an ocean god. He's like Poseidon from Greek mythology, but he's a superhero. He can be telepathic with animals. Yes, he can communicate with them telepathically. But he is also like just as invincible as Superman, and he can control typhoons and hurricanes, and he's got the whole power of the ocean. He is a god. He is so, so cool. He just doesn't ever get his due because people don't know what to do with him. So this was kind of like a setup issue. I'm excited because I trust Dan Abnett from Wild's End. I trust what he's going to do with this. So I'm really excited. So that's comics. So TV. TV's so crazy. So, like, as you know, I've gone on this whole, like, peak TV thing, like, ad nauseum. I'm probably, like, a broken record at this point. But it's insane with the amount of shows. And so, but I'm happy because, like, this is my schedule so far this summer. So on Monday, I got Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. She's, like, my favorite talk show host. She's also Canadian, which is super awesome. And I just love her. Her show is different, and like the last episode that was on Monday night was just her upset about the Orlando shooting. She just was angry, and it was just so fresh to see someone that was just like, I know this is a comedy show, guys, but I don't find this funny, and I just want to be angry. Can I just scream for like 5 minutes? That was just really refreshing to me. So I love Samantha Bee. I watch it every week. It's great. And it's only once a week. That's the thing I like about it. It's kind of like John Oliver's show, is that, like, you know, it's like this half an hour compacted time, and it's like, it's just really good. If you like news and politics and humor, and, you know, you like something that's a little different than like the 99 other like late night talk show hosts that are guys, Samantha Bee, maybe your thing. Also, Unreal started on like 2 episodes ago. Unreal is about the behind the scenes of like a Bachelor-esque show. It's on Lifetime, and it's with Shuri Appleby, and it is just incredible. Season one just blew me away, because like, if it wasn't for Joanna Robinson, who's like a fellow podcaster and she writes for Vanity Fair, she knows her TV, I wouldn't have watched it. I went solely on her recommendation, and it is so great. So it's like the behind the scenes of this Bachelor-esque show, but it's about these really strong women who are really interesting, and they're like anti-heroes. They're not nice people, but they're really developed, and so you don't like them, but you're invested in what they're doing, and you're invested in the story. It's kind of like Walter White in Breaking Bad. Like, Rachel Goldberg is kind of like the female Heisenberg. It's kind of cool. It's like her little journey to kind of becoming awful, and I love it, and she's just really good. Constance Zimmer is Rachel's mentor slash boss, Quinn King, and she's just as awful, and it's two strong women every week, you guys, just like kicking ass and being badasses and not taking any crap from people, and I like it. Braindead just started too. That's the other one on CBS. So it's written by the Good Wife creators, and it is about, and I'm serious, it's not even a joke, it's about alien bugs, yes, alien bugs taking over Washington. They're taking over the bodies of senators and lobbyists and politicians. It stars Mary Elizabeth Weinstein, who is Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim, and Tony Shalhoub, who is Monk, and it's just, the pilot was very strange. There's only been one episode so far. I think there's 13 in total. I'm in it for Ramona Flowers and Monk, and because it's like alien bugs, and like, how many times can you say that there's like a summer show about alien bugs? And I don't know, the pilot intrigued me, I'm in. So that's my Mondays. Wednesdays, unfortunately, I'm still suffering with Wayward Pines. There's like 6 episodes left, thank God. I feel so bad. I've like abandoned my blog too. I'm just like, guys, I'm just out. I'm just out, I'm sorry. If someone wants to take over my blog, go ahead, but I'm out. So that's what I watch on Wednesdays. Friday, Wynonna Earp. Like, seriously, guys, if you aren't watching this show and you love Buffy and you love strong female interesting characters and you like the supernatural, you have to start watching Wynonna Earp. I can't think of a show that is most improved. I've talked about it a lot for good reason, because it's just a fun show. Like, it's just, I love Wynonna Earp. I love her sister Waverly. I love the thing that she's got with her, like, Giles, if you know Giles from Buffy, Giles-esque kind of boss. It's fun. Just watch it. Outcast also started. It's on Cinemax. I've never watched a show on Cinemax before, because mostly from what I heard about, the shows were like Strike Back and Banshee and all my guy friends, and I say this lovingly, my dude bro friends were like, oh, you gotta watch this show, there's so much nudity, there's so many like boobs and stuff, and I was like, you know, really, I need more than boobs. Like, what's the story about, who cares, there's boobs, and it's like, so that's just, I'm not that kind of guy that just will solely watch something because of nudity. Like, there needs to be more, I'm sorry, it just doesn't do it for me. But Outcast is about this kid who exorcised a demon from his mom as a child, and he's kind of dealing with that kind of pain and guilt. He feels guilt because his mom is in a coma and she's just unresponsive. And so he kind of teams up with this preacher played by Philip Glenister, who's British, and he was on Life of Mars, and it was one of my favorite shows. And I only started watching the show for Philip Glenister. I was like, demon possession? Nah, no, that's not my jam. I was like, oh, Philip Glenister's in this. Okay, cool, I'll watch. And it's actually really good. I watched 2 episodes. It's creepy and fantastic if you like horror stuff, and It's just fun. Speaking of Preacher shows, Sunday, I've been watching Preacher on AMC, and it is really, really good. I've just been enjoying it. It's just, I don't know where it's going, but I love Tulip. I love the character Cassidy. And it's just, I like being immersed in that world. It's just like, it's just so weird and fun and absurd at times too. And I really like it. So that's kind of what I've been watching week to week. I started watching Voltron on Netflix. I'd never even like heard of the original Voltron because it came out in the 80s, I think, before I was born. And it just appeared on Netflix one day. I was like, oh, I should check this out. It's written by the people who did Legend of Korra, and I love that show. It took me a while because it's like robots. It's like robots forming into a bigger robot. But, you know, I'm 6 episodes in. I'm really enjoying the story and the characters. Like, I'm enjoying it. I also watched Cameron Crowe's pilot, Roadies, which is about kind of the roadies of, you know, who set up shows and stuff on tour and help out with bands. I've only seen a pilot, Carla Gugino's in it, and I love her just from everything she does. I'm not really a fan of, like, Luke Wilson. The funny thing is my theater friend, Pippa Mackey, who lives out in Vancouver, is in the pilot for, like, 10 minutes, just in the background. I think she says one thing, and it was really funny because I have this internet friend, and I've given her shout-outs a couple of times. She also has an amazing podcast that she does with her husband called PreacherCast that you guys should watch and listen to if you like Preacher. But I honestly thought it was Jordan for 2 seconds. I did a split take. I was like, what? And I went to see where it was filmed. I'm like, it kind of looks like Pippa. And I was like, well, it's filmed in Vancouver. It's probably more likely to be Pippa Mackey than Jordan. And it was, because I was like, I emailed Pippa. I was like, are you on Roadies? And she's like, how do you watch this episode? And I was like, are you on Roadies? Seriously. She's like, yes, I'm on Roadies. So it was fun. I wish Pippa Mackey was the main character, and I wish Jordan was in the show. That would be cool. They should be both in the show. It would make Roadies so much better. I watched Wrecked on TBS, which is kind of like a Lost parody. It's a comedy about people that are crashed on a desert island that came 12 years too late. Like, it's Lost started in 2004. It ended in 2010. It's now 2016. And we're getting a Lost parody, and it's like, dude, like, 2004 is calling, you need to go back to it. I didn't even find it funny. It was just like, you're making a parody of Lost 12 years too late. Next. But I don't know, you may like it. I did not. So that was Wrecked. I'm really, really excited for Stranger Things that comes on Netflix on like July 13th. It looks very Twin Peaks-esque. It's like 80s supernatural, stars Winona Ryder. This is a show that I've been most excited about. I just, like, ever since I heard about it on like Futon Critic, like 8 months ago, because I've been trying to keep track of all the things that Netflix has in development, it was just like, I need to see the show. And then Netflix finally released the trailer, and it looks phenomenal. My only fear of this show, and I want to put this on the record on the podcast, is that it's got this amazing mystery and Hooked, and then they wrap it up, and then the show gets really popular and they bring it back for like another season, and that's just unnecessary. So please don't do that. NBC, when are you going to premiere Emerald City? Emerald City is basically a new take on Wizard of Oz, but it's like Wizard of Oz meets Game of Thrones, where there's competing kingdoms of Oz, and it just sounds so awesome. And I'm mad at you, NBC, because it's the summer and you have not premiered Emerald City yet, so you need to get on that. So that's kind of what I've watched. I'm going to keep this podcast short this week because I want to save my energy for kind of a Green Arrow. I'm going to do like a bonus mini cast either. I'm not even going to promise, because I still have never done the Zootopia podcast and I feel shame for that. So the Green Arrow mini cast will come at some point in the future, but I'm not confirming it. But yeah, that was my week. That's the stuff I've watched. I'll see you guys probably next week, I'm hoping. Send me an email at popfishbowl@gmail.com and remind me, send me questions. Ask me if there's things I should be reading, watching, playing, whether it's video games or even if it's a movie that's coming out. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Have a good rest of your weekend. Bye.